On Monday, nominations opened for the 2022 municipal election in October. So far, a few familiar names have already entered the race. Mayor Lynn Dahlin filed her papers on Monday seeking re-election for the 2022-2025 council term. "I'm so proud of the resiliency that our community has shown and how we have supported each other. I would be honored to carry on that momentum into the next term of council," she said. While current Deputy Mayor Daniel Davidson said he won't be making a decision on running again until June. Ward 1 Count. Kevin Isis says he has not made a decision as of yet as to whether he will be seeking re-election for the 2022-2026 council term. Count. Donna Orsatti, who currently serves Ward 3, confirmed she will not be seeking re-election this time around. "It has been an honor to serve the residents of Ward 3 for the past 8 years and I thank them for their trust in me," she said. "I will continue to care about the future of Innisfil while my husband and I enjoy living here and spending more time with our family and friends." Orsatti encourages interested candidates to put their names down and run for office. "I welcome and encourage new candidates to apply and hope this election will include a diverse representation of nominees for residents to choose from," said Orsatti. "It has been a pleasure working with staff and council, and it is important for candidates to know that a successful team accomplishes more by respecting and appreciating the individual strengths and backgrounds we each bring to the table." Ward 6 Count. Carolyn Payne told Innisfil today that after serving for 2 terms, she will not be seeking re-election again. "As much as I enjoyed the interesting journey, I want time to spend with my grandchildren that I did not have when I started council," she said. "I learned so much about the lovely community we live in and met many wonderful people. Time to enjoy my retirement years with my high school sweetheart." Ward 7 Count. Rob Nickel has filed his nomination papers to run for the position of deputy mayor. Nickel has lived in Innisfil since 2005 and has served on council since 2014. "After 8 years proudly representing the residents of Ward 7, I've made the decision to take on more responsibility and therefore, I have already submitted my nomination forms and I am running to be the deputy mayor of Innisfil," he told Innisfil today. He said he was asked in the past to run for the position, but wanted to gain more experience before putting his name into the hat. "Clearly being appointed the acting mayor for the past 4 years along with being part of the emergency operations team during the pandemic has greatly added to my expertise and I am ready to do more for my community," he said. "I am known to consistently make decisions based on the facts while taking the time to dig deeper to be sure the information has been well researched. I know that I have gained the trust and respect from my fellow councillors and the community as well. I do have a quiet presence but, everyone knows that when I speak to any item, I am providing some valuable insight and perspective along with compelling arguments. After weathering almost 2.5 years of this pandemic, our residents are looking for a consistent, reliable and a logical message from their elected officials and I definitely bring integrity, experience and leadership for everyone as their deputy mayor." As of Friday afternoon, no other current council members confirmed to Innisfil today of their intentions for this year's municipal election. The new term of office will start on Tuesday, November 15, 2022, with the 4-year term ending on November 14, 2026. The inaugural meeting is planned for Wednesday, December 7, 2022. Anyone interested in running for a position on Innisfil Council can learn more on the Town of Innisfil election page here.